Welcome to day 46. We are up to the fifth perek of Maseches Peah. Again, continuing with the halachos now of leket. And that's that when a farmer is harvesting one's field, any grain that falls during that harvest is left on the ground for the aniyim to take for themselves. So says Mishnah Aleph, Gadish shalalukat tachtav. Imagine a pile of harvested grain that belongs to the farmer was placed on top, right, in the middle of the harvest. You don't get all of it once. So you take whatever you've harvested so far and you place it on the ground and you put it on top of leket that was not yet collected by the aniyim. So the halacha is, kol hanogei ba'aretz, harehu sha'aniyim. Anything that is touching the ground, meaning the entire bottom layer of that pile, belongs to the aniyim, belongs to the poor. And that's a pretty wild halacha, because we assume here that it's for sure not true that the entire bottom layer is leket. Only a few stalks fell to the ground. But it's really a kanas. The Yerushalmi explains that it's a penalty. Why? Because the farmer should have been more careful. Either the farmer did it intentionally, or even if it was unintentionally, leket really needs to be left for the poor. And if you were so careless, or certainly if you did it intentionally, where you took your own grain and you basically hid the leket, so the aniyim can't find it, the aniyim can't go and collect it, that's a major problem. So therefore, it's a penalty. And not only is what was probably leket given to the poor, but the entire bottom layer, everything that's touching the ground, is given to the poor. And we know that it's a penalty, because imagine if there were even, you could even tell which was leket. Imagine leket was from wheat, and this new pile that you placed down was barley. So you can easily tell which is leket. Even still, the entire bottom layer, the wheat and the barley would go to the aniyim, because again, it's a penalty. Hopefully teaching sensitivity to be careful not to take away from the gifts of the aniyim, of the poor. The Mishnah continues, Haruch shepizras amarim. Imagine you have your pile of grain, and lying in the field there, and wind comes and spreads it out, and it spreads it, now it's mixed in, the stalks are mixed in with leket stalks that had not yet been collected. We evaluate how much leket would generally be generated by this specific type of field, and different factors are at play. Is it generally a dry field or not? So how much would generally be generated from this particular field, and we give to the aniyim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says slightly different. Omer nosim aniyim bechdeina field. It says instead, you don't evaluate it by this specific field. You evaluate it basically by how much a general field would generate. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that's about 1/45 of the field would be leket. So regardless of this type of field, we assume 1/45 would be leket, and we give of that amount. There is no knas in this case. There's no penalty because the wind was obviously not the person's fault. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Shibola shebekasir v'rosha magia lakama. Imagine you harvested half of your field, or let's say you harvested your field, and you have a stalk of wheat, let's say, that's still standing there that you missed, but it's close enough to the unharvested part of the field that if you were to, or the unharvested field, that if you were to bend it over, the tip would be able to touch the part, the standing grain in the other field. It says the halacha in nikzeres imakama, if you can harvest it all at once, you harvest the unharvested with that standing stalk, harehi shabal bayis. Then that standalone stalk is considered part of the unharvested field, and therefore it all belongs to the bal habayis, to the owner. The imlav, but if not, harehu shalaniyim. If not, then it's considered left in the old field, in the field that was already harvested, and that is considered belonging to the aniyim. It goes to the poor. It's still standing in the field after you finished your harvest. It belongs to the aniyim. There's a machlokas here as to what status this has. Is it leket, right? Leket, we generally assume, is anything that falls to the ground during harvest, right? We never have seen leket with something that is still attached to the ground. But maybe this halacha is teaching us, according to many, this halacha is teaching that leket can actually be, even if it's still standing in the ground, once you finish the harvest, if it's still standing, that's considered like left during the harvest. That's one opinion. The Rambam explains that actually, no, it's the halacha of shichacha. Remember, we said shichacha is any grain that was forgotten in the field goes to the aniyim. We generally assume that shichacha only applies to piles of already harvested grain. If you harvested the grain and left it in the field, then it would belong to the aniyim. Here, if we're talking about shichacha, then the chiddush, what the Mishnah is really innovating here is that shichacha can even be when it's standing in the ground. But either way, whether it's leket or shichacha, this standing stock would go to the aniyim. The Mishnah continues, shibolas shaleket. Imagine you have one stalk of leket and it gets mixed up with a bunch of stalks of harvested leket. And remember, And remember, generally, harvested grain is going to be chayev in maaser, it's going to be chayev in tithes. Any one of the matnas aniyim, leket shechor peah, is not chayev in tithes. Once it's given to the ani does not have to separate tithes from it. So what do you do? Maaser shibolas achas v'nosianos. What you do is that, again, you have this one stalk of leket mixed in with generally harvested stalks. So what the farmer would do is take out one stalk, give Meiser, there's a whole way of doing it, but you give Meiser from that one stock, and then you give that to the Ani. Why? Because in case this is not the Leket stock, right? Well, then you have to give tithes from it. You have to give Meiser. That's the Baal Bais has to. But if it is Leket, but when you give it to the Ani should not have to give any Meiser. The Ani should not have to get any tithes because that's the halachas of Leket. So what the Baal Bais does is to ensure that both are hid, that Meiser was given, but also that the Ani shouldn't have to. The Baal Bais, the owner, takes Meiser him or herself. Amr Eliezer. Eliezer asks a question here. But how can we do this mechanism? This mechanism is basically we don't know which stock is Leket, right? So we switch, so to say, whichever really is Leket in there, we switch it to the one that we take out. And the one that we take out now is kind of like magically, and I don't say this facetiously, has the status of Leket, right? But how can we do that? Because Leket really belongs to the poor. It hasn't been given to the poor yet, right? And we learned earlier that someone who's wealthy, like an Ani, cannot pick up Meiser from someone else, according to the Chachamim, right? You can't acquire it for someone else, for an Ani. And if that's true, how can the Baal Bais basically take Leket, which is not in the possession of the Baal Bais, and switch it for a stock that is likely not Leket, right? How does that whole mechanism work? It didn't belong to the Ani yet. You can't do that. So, El Mezake as Ani Bechol Hagadish, instead, this is what he does. He gives the entire pile of mainly harvested grain, but with that one stock of Leket mixed in there, gives the entire pile to the Ani as a matana amenas lahatzer, as a gift with the intent to eventually return it to the Baal Bais. U'meiser shibos achas, then you take out a stock, you make sure Meiser is given from that one stock, the Ani keeps that stock and then gives the rest back to the Baal Bais. Meaning to say that once the Ani owns the entire thing, so then we know he owns the Leket at least, one of those things are Leket, then you can actually switch it. Then you can switch it to that one stock that's taken out, and then the rest of that would be given to the Baal Bais. We solved that technical issue that you can now switch, you can assume that whatever you take out is Leket, because at one point the Ani owned all of it, and therefore you can switch the Leket to the non-Leket. We will continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.